just try to follow the Lord on it. Romans 8 is a chapter of assurance. I want to make mention too, remember now on the Lord's Day, Sunday morning, we'll have a meal in the fellowship building. I want to kind of call it a, thank God, a coming home meal. Amen. You come to Him. Amen. Thank God they killed the fatted calf when the prodigal come home. And they had a meal together. I thought, praise God, well, maybe we can get some hamburger out of the cow.
Amen.
Amen. That's right. You can't tell. And we'll have a meal, then we'll all go up to the baptism. We'll go up there to that Coolamy Park, as known as the Bullhole. People say, that's a rough place. No, they got it fixed up now. Yeah. It ain't like it used to be. Amen. As long as we can get up there with a good crowd, praise God. Well, if Jesus is there, that's all that matters. And the candidate, thank God, is being baptized. Amen.
Amen.
Remember that Sunday. Amen. We won't have evening service. We might get on up there and stay a while.
Amen.
Then it might, whatever the Lord wants. Amen. Let's look at Romans 8. I want to say it's a chapter of biblical assurance. It really is, if you read it and look at it like that. Verse 14, Paul said, for as many are as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God.
Amen.
And the Holy Ghost is the leader of your life. And He lives in every believer tonight. He never did dwell permanently till the day of Pentecost. Amen. When He came and filled them with the Spirit. I believe the Holy Ghost is always present. He moved upon the face of the waters. But in that day in the New Testament, when He filled them with the power and the Holy Ghost, amen, He come to indwell men. Jesus said, I'll send you another comforter. Amen. And He shall be in you. When Jesus left, thank God He came 10 days later. And brethren, I'm telling you this. Amen. Jesus Christ, thank God, the Holy Ghost come to testify Christ. He'll always lead you according to what Christ said. The Holy Ghost will never lead a man contrary to what Jesus said. He knows the Lord. Thank God as who He is, the Lord. Amen. He said the Lord is that Spirit. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. There's a guidance of God in a man's life that the Holy Ghost guides him. That's where He said tonight. Amen. You never had that conviction until He got in you. And that's right. He said He restrained you. I remember when God saved me. Amen. I didn't talk as good as I do now. I don't mean that. Thank God in the pronunciation. I mean my language wasn't the best. And I went and played a little old basketball game. And when a guy hammered me going in for a layup, I said some things to him. And I just threw the ball to the side and went over and sat down. And I said, now, Lord, if this is what it's going to be like, I don't even have to come here and play. Amen. Because I was grieved over the fact that I said something I shouldn't have said. But I never had that conviction until I got saved. And you don't listen. It's just like that. God's dealing with a man about, amen, what he needs is for sanctification. And brethren, listen, thank God making you more like Christ. My heart was tender and I wanted to do right in the eyes of God. But you'll be led by God if you've been saved tonight. Amen. There's only one comforter and that's the Holy Ghost. And the Bible said in verse 15, for you have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but you've received the spirit of adoption whereby we cry, Abba, Father. It said in verse 16, the Spirit itself bear witness of our spirit that we are the children of God. And so that's how you know tonight that you are His. Verse 17, if children then heirs, heirs of God, and join heirs with Christ, if so be that we suffer with Him, that we may be also glorified together. For I reckon that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory that shall be revealed in us. I got to thinking about that thing tonight. He said the Spirit, he used the spirit of adoption. And I was doing a little reading today, and a lot of times in a Roman culture, amen, they would adopt their slaves, and them slaves would become one of them by the adoption. And listen, all this is just saying tonight is when one's adopted, the spirit of adoption, we was born into the family of God. But when one has that spirit of adoption, amen, everything they have is secure. Thank God, that's everything they had. Amen. Listen, thank God, they was inheritors. Amen. That slave, thank God, that was a slave, praise God, become free in that family and one of them. And brethren, thank God, when he did, amen, he had that security. Amen. That everything, thank God, that family he was hooked to, thank God, and the father he had in this life, amen, was what he inherited from that. Thank God. And then he gave it that thing in this thing about being inheritors or heirs of God. Amen. Everything. Praise God. He said, we are heirs of God. That means we're inheritors. Listen, there's an inheritance tonight. The Bible said we're joint heirs with Christ. That means that everything he owns, we have access. We as ours. Amen. Listen, thank God, they can't be taken tonight. This thing that God's done for us, amen, the spirit of adoption, we don't fear tonight of ever losing. Amen. What God's put us in. Amen. He's never going to disclaim us. Amen. He's never going to. Amen. I know in Roman culture, when one was born a child, amen, they could do that. Listen, if they ever adopted one, praise God, they couldn't do it. Amen. And listen, thank God, that's because, brethren, that's the way it was set up. And God's using this right here to say, amen, then that's in the family as an inheritor, and they have security, thank God, in what I promise him. And therefore, cry, Abba, Father. Amen. They can now not listen. Thank God, that slave, amen, now he can call him Papa. Amen. And one day we as a slave to sin, but thank God, now we can call him Father. He's our Father. Amen. That's right. Ain't that amazing? Go from sin to, thank God, to the, my friend, an heir of God. Amen. In the family of God. I bless the Lord for that tonight. I'm glad. Thank God, there's security. Amen. In the Father. I can call on him tonight. That's a personal thing. When you say Abba Father, it really means, thank God, like you saying Daddy or Papa. Amen. Thank God, that's a personal thing. Amen. He's our only Father. There's one Father above. Amen. And so we see here tonight. Thank God, he said, then heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ. That means everything the Son has is ours. Why? Because we're one with him. Amen. We're in him tonight. Amen. It can't be taken away. Amen. Listen. Thank God, them things that God has, amen, are ours tonight. Amen. It's amazing tonight. John 17, when Jesus prayed that prayer, he said, Father, he said, as we are one, let them be one, that they may be one. Everything's a oneness. Amen. We're in the Father, and the Father's in us. Amen. The Son's in us, and we're in the Son. Everything's one. Thank God tonight the body's one. There's one faith, one Lord, one baptism. It's all one tonight. Thank God. And brother, we have that access tonight. Thank God, in the oneness of God. Amen. Listen, we don't have to worry tonight. We don't have to fret tonight. Amen. Listen, we suffer with him. Amen. Even we died with him. Amen. We was crucified. Amen. Listen, he was crucified, but he was crucified for us. Amen. Listen, thank God, when he died, thank God, it was as he was dying for me. Amen. And for my sin. And therefore, thank God, through and by him, we have these things. Amen. We have spiritual treasure. And we've been blessed by the Most High God in spiritual things. Amen. We've been blessed in relationship in our heart with the Son of God through the Spirit life. Amen. Listen, you can't see that visibly, but you know it on the inside because it's communicated through the Holy Ghost and made alive your being inside you. That's why you can pray and feel him. That's why she can come up tonight and feel him. That's why Brother Shank said, I can feel him. That's why Robert said, it's real. It's an inward work of God in a man that gives him. Thank God, these things that we have, that we possess tonight, and they can't be taken away because it's eternal. Amen. When God does a work in a man, thank God, friend, listen, he don't leave it up to me. Amen. He said, he that hath begun a good work in you, will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. Amen. He said all through this chapter, there's no condemnation of them which are in Christ. No condemnation. condemnation, who walk not after the flesh but after the Spirit, dealing with the conversation that the that being in Christ produces. But the law could not produce this. It had to be produced by the Spirit. And then he went on and said the mind of the Spirit, and all walking in God. It's God that does it. It's amazing not how God subjects us. It's amazing how God comes to us. It's amazing how you go your scripture and God, amen, comes to you, amen, through the scriptures that you're reading and praying over. And here's the presence of God in you. And brother, you got, listen, the only way you'll know this book is the author teach it to you. And that's the Holy Ghost. And he might use a man not tonight to teach something, but he'll be the communicator and the interpreter of what the scripture is to your heart. And therefore, you take it in. Thank God it's heavenly food. Amen. Who can hear it? Well, the people of God can hear it because he's opened their ears to the things of God. And therefore, the spiritual man can understand. Tonight, the natural man can't. And it's been given to us. Amen. It's been given to us. He even said, you got the keys to the kingdom. Amen. The key of the gospel. Amen. That we preach and open the hearts of mankind and hear the gospel through the convicting work and the drawing power and the open revelation of Jesus Christ and made himself known to us as he did, thank God, to the woman at the well and said, I didn't speak of thee, I'm he. Amen. Thank God, that's right. Even the Emmaus disciples had said, didn't our heart burn within us while he opened the scripture with us by the way? He opened their understanding, thank God, to see who he was. And that's the way we know anything tonight. Amen. Yeah. Through these good things. Listen, it's a whole lot more spiritual than it is. Amen. These possessions. Yeah. Amen. Yeah. I'm not preaching a prosperity gospel, but I am preaching what on the inside. Yeah. Jesus said, I come to give life and life more abundantly. Yeah. And brother, he was the abundant life. Yeah. Everything tonight's the abundant life is him. Everything you have in him, everything he has is yours. And brother, tonight he ministers in the Spirit. He ministers through the scripture. He ministers, thank God, through the love of God. Amen. Yeah. Led by this men shall know you my disciples. Why? Because you have love one for another. Amen. It's not my friend in my own works. It's in what he done in me and through me and gave me a love for the brethren and the people of God tonight come. Amen. We love one another. Amen. Why? We got the same Father. Amen. That's right. Praise God. And we got the same Holy Ghost. And we got the same witness. And we got the same book we go from. And brother, thank God we love one another. That's right. I'm telling you this tonight. By this, a man shall know you my disciples. He said, you'll now know you're my followers. And thank God. He said it to a Sunday. Amen. Thank God it is by this tonight. Thank God. It's an action word. By this, men shall know that you got love. Amen. One for another. There's an action in that. Amen. Listen. Thank God tonight, friend. We're heirs of God tonight. Hey, we join heirs with Christ. Amen. It's all secure. I've already got the spirit of adoption. Thank God it says it's secure. You're going to get what's yours. Amen. That's right. Thank God. That's right. Amen. And mom, listen. I'll use myself. If something happened to me and my wife tonight, if in the will, thank God, it's the will to my children. Amen. They're joining ours with what's in it. Amen. And what I've left behind is theirs. Amen. That's right. Thank God he's already died once. He ain't going to die again. Amen. He's listen, we're joining ours with him. Everything, brother Danny tonight. And listen, he said we have it in spirits, heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Amen. Listen, you say, preacher, where's heaven? Well, it's in me and it's up. Amen. I don't know. Listen, I've never been up to it, but I've been into it. Amen. For thank God heaven's in me. Amen. I never would go if it had not been. The kingdom of God's in me. Amen. It's in you, Brother Cho. Amen. Where's our loved ones that's gone on? They're with the Lord. Amen. He said to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. Amen. I don't understand all that, but I do know this. Amen. That the eternal soul that had Holy Spirit birth, amen, are with the Lord that birthed them. Amen. That put them in the family. and they're with him tonight. I don't understand all that. Where is heaven? It's up. Paul said, I was caught up and got to the third heaven. Amen. In paradise. He said, where the end of the body, end of the body, I do not know. But I heard words. I see. Listen, I can't tell it tonight. It's unlawful for me to testify what I seen. I'd be too prideful if I did. I got a thorn tonight in my flesh. Amen. Listen, ain't God that I won't be exalted above measure. Amen. That's why he gives you grace to live by. He didn't need grace till he needed it. Amen. Ain't that something? You take a trip to heaven and come back and can't tell it. Amen. You can't tell what you saw or heard. Amen. He said, don't say it. It's unlawful for you to tell it. Amen. But he heard and seen things. Amen. He got the thorn in the flesh. Amen. The messenger of Satan buffeted him. Amen. The word buffet means, thank God, he struck him. Amen. He wrapped him. Amen. He hit him with something. Amen. Paul said, I'm going to pray. I'll ask God, Lord, take this thorn. It's painful. Amen. The thorn is painful. They put a crown of thorns on our Savior's head. It actually went into the skull of our Savior. Them thorns pierced. It probably swole his head up. So much pain. Amen. His visage is marred beyond measure. That you couldn't even know who he was. But Paul experienced some pain in a thorn. Amen. Listen. He prayed 3 times. And God said, no, I'm not going to take your thorn. But I'm going to give you grace. Amen. That's sufficient to go through it. And he'll learn grace is there when you need it. And grace will be there, thank God, because of the pain and the suffering of the thorn. I'm going to help you. Amen. I'm glad tonight there is grace. I'm glad there's the favor of God tonight on anything you go through in life. He can change it, but he might give you grace to bear it. Amen. That's right. It's just the way it is. Amen. Just like our bodies tonight. They're fearfully and wonderfully made. God made us the way he wanted us. Amen. It has troubles. Well, it's not the potter. Listen, there's 2 ways to look at this in Romans 9. Does not the potter have power over the clay? That means in everything.
Yeah.
Not just informing it or conforming it to what he wants it to be. He uses a lot of things, Brother Dennis, in your life to conform you. You had the good help of God while ago testifying and saying things. But listen, he puts you under some things to get you there. It's just the way it is. Me and you both preached when we was young. But we didn't know some things we know now. But we had to go through some things. Thank God to be tempered. Thank God to be molded and made in some ways. Thank God that we can minister in the Holy Ghost. Amen. That's right. That's the truth. The power is in the potter. Not in the clay. The power is in the potter. The potter can heal the clay. He can make the clay what he wants. He can put it on his will. Amen. Yeah. Whatever he wants to do, he does it. Yeah. Amen. That's what he does. It might be hard sometimes, but all things are of God.
Yeah.
Here's the thing about it. Boy, God's been touching my heart about these things. Everything about my life, God wants glory out of it.
That's right.
Everything. Yeah. It's about his glory, his will, and my life being that for him.
Yeah.
That's what it is. My preaching ought to be that way. My preaching in my life ought to be that way. To bring glory to the one that gave me life.
Yes, sir.
That's right. The potter has power over the clay. And tonight, thank God, you're an inheritor of the good things of God. Amen. You have access tonight to the grace of God. Into this throne of God. Into the blessings of God. Listen, I won't say this and I'm through. Your position will never change. No matter whether you're shouting or whether you're pouting.
That's right.
It ain't going to change.
That's right.
Trevor could pout tonight, he's still a Robinson.
Yeah.
He could shout tonight, he's still a Robinson.
That's right.
Now I'm going to tell you what, shouting to get you more blessing than pouting.
That's right.
Your position ain't going to change, but your blessings are based on your obedience.
Yes.
And your love to Christ. That's right.
Yes, that's right.
But I'm an inheritor tonight. Listen, there ain't one thing I ain't going to get that he's done promised. He ain't going to take it from me. Don't you know that slave? Praise God, when he was adopted into that family and made and become a child of that family, that he became an inheritor of everything that father had. Don't you know, thank God for him to say, son, listen, everything I got is yours. To leave a slave ship and fear that he lived in now, and thank God he ain't living under bodies no more, but thank God, listen, freedom in Christ. If I can put it in a spiritual thing, it's just the way it is. Amen. It's the privilege of being in that family. There's privileges in being in that family. That's right. Thank God it is. Praise God for it. Let's stand. I appreciate you hearing the word. Amen. Pray for us. Pray God help us. Remember the services now. I want you to take time to shake somebody's hand as we leave tonight. Brother Hip, dismiss us in prayer.
Thank you so much for your great merciful upon us, God. Thank you for visiting with us tonight, God. Touched our hearts, God. I pray that you'll bless the remainder of this week, God. Help us to live for you, and your will be done in the days to come. In Jesus' name I do pray. Amen.
Amen. God bless you.
Yeah.
Oh.